Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AskMe People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we're back. J Foreman, DP Austin, second segment. Coming off the potential buyback in of DP back to the Commanders. But
beat Arizona. That's what I say. Same way I said beat Purdue.
That is true. We'll get into that too.
Listen, same pool. Same pool. Same pool. You want me in?
Got some yesteryears.
Me in? And I'm perfectly fine with sitting on the perimeter. But if you want me in, and dear people don't care whether I'm in or not, I do.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, hey, Jay, you ready to do this? Let's, before we get into yours, break another pack open. We're going to give a pack away.
All right.
So these are the Husker NIL.
This is a great idea.
Game cards. And you can have.
It's a great idea.
Either the pack that Jay's opening or a pack that is not open. But I have a trivia question that you have to answer on the text line, on the Sartor Hammond text line, if you're ready for this. My question is, who leads the Huskers all time in interceptions? Interceptions. Who leads the Huskers? Jay, what are the cards? What do you got in there? What's the sample? What do you got? Give me some names.
Isaiah Nair.
Look at them. You could just hear the Googling going on.
Ty Robinson. Malcolm Hartsog. Derek Wacker. Nash. Hutmaker.
Mm-hmm.
Polar Bear. Grant Surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
Quinn Knives.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's not here anymore, is he? Okay.
Jay just cut the man.
No, I didn't.
He just cut the dude.
Henry Litovsky.
Huh?
Deshaun Singleton, Danny Pascal, Gunnar Gutula.
Uh-huh.
This is a good one. Dante Dowdell.
Uh-huh.
Another Ty Robinson.
Nice.
And Brock Knutson. That's a nice little packet or a nice little get right there.
Yeah. And here's the thing.
Dang, text line, you done went from like 1 to 12.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Dang. No, listen, Josh and Davey, negative. JT and B, no. WIB,
great appreciation for people who do not Google it.
This dude.
I have mad respect.
I like David M, though.
I had mad respect for the people who did not Google.
I think I know who it is.
He said Farley. That's really good. That's really good. I will say this, that and again, a lot of times for these trivia questions, it's educational for me, that the all-time career interceptions leader for the Huskers had 14 interceptions in his career. To give you some idea that some of the people that were named, the top 10, only two were named. That Fabian Washington, Ralph Brown, Tyrone Byrd, Larry, is it Wacholtz? 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 1964 to 1966 had He had 11 interceptions.
I think we have Tom on the phone. Tom, are you calling in with a potential answer to the trivia question?
I am.
Tom. All right, who is it, Tom?
Tom, help us, hook us up. Who you got?
Well, I'm guessing here, but I'm going to go with Fabian Washington.
Fabian Washington had 11. Good guess. The leader had 14. 14 interceptions. Well done. Brett Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate that. That's a good... That at 12 is Brett Clark, a name that we do not hear about much.
Brett Clark was cold-blooded.
Nathan Gary is second, tied for second.
For how many?
He has 13. Do you know who...
Nate Gary had 13 interceptions?
13 interceptions.
Go ahead, Nate. Nate Dawg.
There's a brother, an actual brother.
Oh, it's one of the Bullocks.
Yeah. Josh Bullock. The brothers' brothers.
John or Alex.
Because he had like 10 in 1 year.
Josh Bullock had 13 interceptions from 2002 to 2004. And the all-time leader, and it is not a name that I hear much about, but Dana Stevenson. Dana Stevenson had, from 1967 to 1969, had 14 interceptions.
So who is it? Who
it's the, Dana Stevenson.
Who was Bullocks?
Bullocks is second with 13.
Mm.
Yeah.
I see no correct answers on the
table.
Yeah, there was one, but I guarantee you he
Googled, though.
I guarantee.
Where's he at?
Rubber Duck, tell us, did you Google that? He guessed twice. So he's disqualified. He guessed twice. If he had left his first one there, I would have gave it to him.
Nobody got that.
Brutal.
Man.
That's a nice little
trust
pack of
yourself,
cards.
Rubber Duck. Trust yourself. All right, we'll come up with another trivia question. Actually, I have one if you're okay. You want to go ahead and just finish it?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So last night, Jaden Daniels and Joe Burrow played each other on Monday Night Football, two Heisman Trophy winners for LSU. Who leads LSU in passing yards all time? Who leads LSU? Austin, do you have a guess?
Bobby Hebert.
Who leads?
Does LSU ever had a good quarterback besides them two?
To me, the funny answer is Jamarcus Russell.
It's funny. What if I told you? Okay, so
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'll give you, Jamarcus Russell is fifth. Jaden Daniels is fourth. Jeff Wickersham is third. Joe Burrow is Second.
Shaquille O'Neal.
No, Shaq Daddy did not lead them.
Chris Jackson.
No. Mockman. Mockman.
Who is it?
And here's the thing.
Where, Matt Flynn?
If you tell me.
Is it Matt Flynn?
No.
Is it Hudson?
It's Tommy Hodson.
Hodson. That's it. Geno got it.
Well, Derek in the car got it, but
oh, Derek in the car got it.
I'm asking either of them, be honest, did you Google it or did you know? Because Tommy Hodson is not a name that rolls off the tongue.
I never heard of him before you just said his name. When did he play?
Tell me the truth and let me know. Text line, do you think they Googled or no?
Oh, Geno said that's his college years.
That didn't answer the question.
So he's telling you he didn't Google.
He didn't. He told you that you and. Yeah, okay. Tell me the truth now, Gino.
Derek in the car is still winning.
Ted says he Googled.
It don't matter if you Googled. You got the answer
I'm willing
right.
to believe Gino. Those were formative years there. I mean, you pulled that random crap.
Hey, man. It don't matter. It don't matter if you Googled. You asked the question. He got the answer.
All right, Derek in the car, we will give you
congratulations,
that.
Derek.
We'll give you the pack that Jay Foreman opened. Yeah, what I had raised, that might have been too fast. To Google. Well, he says I never lie.
Well, he said he Googled. Yeah, I mean, it's... I didn't even think about both of those quarterbacks last night. Went to LSU, and you know, the crazy thing about it, they both won Heismans, both didn't originally go to LSU.
But here's the thing. So 8934 says, yes, they Googled it, but ask a question someone knows. You're Husker fans. How do you not know who the leading interceptor is all time?
Well, I'm a former Husker and I ain't know.
Right.
I thought for sure it was Bullocks.
Right.
Like, but I also didn't know that Fabian Washington had that many interceptions.
Fabian had that many. And then it is pretty interesting. There are some great ones. There's some great trivia questions in the pool. So. You know what? I got another pack here. I got one, Jay. Real quick. Hey. I got another one. I got a good one. I'm going to throw it down to Austin. Right?
Hey, well, our very own Kenny Wilhite was up there, too.
Yeah.
He only played a year and a half.
Here's another one.
And Kenny used to play quarterback. That's the funny thing about
it. Since this is a Husker.
I've blown Kenny up. No, just play. I know he's listening. That's what I was saying.
This is a Husker question.
All right.
And again, we're going to trust that you don't Google, but I know you're going to. Don't Google.
I want to Google.
Don't Google. Ready for this?
What?
Who has the highest per punt average with a minimum of 50 punts for the Huskers? Greatest punting average. Greatest.
I think I have a good name. I think I know this. Is it in my era when I play?
It is
90s? Late 90s.
Late 90s.
Yeah, I know who it is.
Late 90s.
We used to call him the weatherman.
Late 90s.
My man, good pull. My man studied the weather report like no other.
It is not Sam Cook.
I thought he was going to be on Channel 8 or 10.
It is not Brett Maher.
I know who this is.
It is not Kyle Larson. Larson is third. Yeah, this is why I'm going to trigger the brains of the smart people. It is not Erstad. It is not Darren Erstad.
The pack for the winner contains Malachi Coleman, Heinrich Harburg, Malachi Coleman again, Sua Lafotu, A.J. Rollins, Stephon Thompson, Eric Ingwersen, Roman Mangini, Tristan Alvano, Keelan Smith, Gage Stenger, Amari Sanders, Teddy Prohaska, and Dwight Boodle II.
Are any of those signed?
No. You have two different Malachi Coleman cards. Ooh. One of them says athlete on it on the front and looks like this.
It is not Lightborn. It is not Bennett. It is not Titchener.
I know who it is.
See? There we go, Jay Foreman. I asked the one they should know. Jay Foreman will give the answer. You got timeout break.
Oh, DeWitt got it.
No.
It's not him?
No.
Well, then I'm wrong then.
From, you ready for this? We will draw the line. Not Scott Landata. We will draw the line and come up with another question. The correct answer with a... Here's it. With a 44.5 average from 1997 to 2000. Dan Haydenfelt.
Man.
Haydenfelt.
I was thinking about him and I couldn't get the
Sam
name.
Sam Cook was 44. Haydenfelt was 44.5.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you, and he was a hell of an athlete too.
Yeah.
I was already kind of pretty much gone there.
See, Austin. Damn. Austin, I gave a Husker question.
I thought it was Jesse Cush.
And they couldn't get it. They couldn't. I gave them two Husker questions, and they still had to Google. Hey, I'm coming up with one more after
this. I thought it was Jesse Cush, 100%. Man. Book it.
See? I'm not even from here. He said, you don't even go to school here.
Watch Man. Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.